He wasn't always Irv Weinstein on the radio early in his career.
In San Diego, the program director told me that our on-air people, they don't use their real names. We're going to call you Adam Story.
But in Buffalo, Irv became known as who he really was.
Irv Weinstein. Here is Irv Weinstein.
Irv Weinstein. First on WKBW Radio, then on Channel 7 for 34 years. His sound was unmistakable. His style was, well, unique.
Firebugs. Smoke eaters moved out in the pre-dawn hours.
I sat down with Irv and Elaine at their home in Irvine, California, 2 years ago. He told me then that whatever success he has had, he attributes to more than just his style on the air.
I was tuned in to the life of the community, that I always had my finger on the pulse of the ethnic community.
Finally.
Finally, in 1998, Irv announced his retirement. Over a 40-year career, he had become Buffalo's longest-running and best-known news anchor.
Everybody knew my name was Weinstein. Everybody knew I was Jewish. And the happy thing about that is it didn't make a bit of difference. The thing that mattered was, did I seem to know what I was talking about?
Irv showed me pictures of his family on the walls of his home.
My mother and father, shortly after they were married. I thank God for my parents, who taught me Jewish values, and my rabbis.
My grandparents, and my father, and his siblings.
He pointed out photos of Elaine and his two daughters, his son and his grandchildren.
I'm a lucky guy. And I know Elaine feels the same way.
They were married in 1955.
Which is impossible to believe. And we still like each other.
She was a beacon of light for me.
Well, there were a few times when he was about to give up and run home to mommy, and I wouldn't let him.
Yeah, Elaine believed in me when I didn't believe in me.
I'm a lucky guy, he said, as many of us were lucky to have him with us for so many years. Rich Kelman with fond memories of Irv, reporting for WBFO News.